Today's shiur, Simen Lamed Tes, Se'if Gimel through Se'if Yud. Se'if Gimel. Ger Shechazar L'dosai Machmas Yira. A ger tzedek, a righteous convert, and then he goes back to his original faith because of fear and threats. Kasha L'chtov Tfilin, he's still fit to write Tfilin. He's afraid for his life. He's threatened that if he doesn't go back to his original religion, he'll be killed. And even though we know the story of the Ger Tzedek who died al Kiddush Hashem rather than renounce his Judaism, this person, so he right now renounces his Judaism because of Yira. Now, really, he should have been Moshe Nefesh. He should be Moshe Nefesh and let himself be killed for Kiddush Hashem. He doesn't lose his status as Yisrael because he's renouncing Judaism at the threat of death. This is an Einus, and therefore he's still kosher to write Tefillin. If you look at Magen Avraham, he comes out that Ein lo hakel b'zeh. One should not be lenient with this. Afilu im betzina hu shomer es haTorah. Even if in secret he does keep Torah mitzvahs, rak shebahanochas tefillin hu mesasel, but he doesn't wear tefillin. Dal kol parim ena bekashir, because if he doesn't wear tefillin, he's not bekashir. He's not tying on tefillin. He can't be bekashiva. You're not bekashira. You're not bekashiva. The kol shkein im hu mumah lechal Torah kula. And certainly, if he rejects the entire Torah. Again, unless it's because of terror, shlo yahargu, they shouldn't kill him. Hu yori l'kaimis a terah, feel b'tzinah, that he's afraid to keep the Torah even in secret. The ayin beir agro, if you look in the commentary of the Vilna Gaon, shemaskim gamkin the Magen Avraham, that he agrees to Magen Avraham. Od kasaf, ha Magen Avraham writes the name of Darkei Moshe, da'afta b'sefer Torah mamzer v'ger toshev, the sefer Torah that's written by a mamzer or ger toshev. What's a ger toshev? Hanish a kibla alav sheva mitzvahs bnei noach. He is not a convert in the common sense, but rather he accepted upon himself the zayin mitzvahs, the seven mitzvahs of bnei noach. Pesulim lichtov. They are invalid to write sefer Torah. So even though by sefer Torah we don't let a mamzer or ger toshev write, k'mosh akasav yerodeis from resh pei aleph, that's written in yerodeis resh pei aleph. Afil hachem b'tfilin mezuzah ein lochosh. Nonetheless, when it comes to tefillin and mezuzahs, it's not a problem. The kol achroinim hiskimu de ger toshev pasuk siva sefer Torah tefillin umezuzahs, whereas all the other achroinim disagree, and they maintain that a ger toshev cannot write tefillin and mezuzahs. Dein a bekshir, because doesn't put on tefillin. The ayin bir halacha, look in bir halacha. Se'if dalet tefillin shekasavim apikoris yisrafu. And Apikoros who writes tefillin, the tefillin should be burnt. The Yesh Ami Yigan, so others say, no, you don't burn it, you put it in Shemus. Mishtaburus Sefkan Yud Beis, Apikoros. The Ayin Be'er Locha, Look Be'er Locha discusses who's an Apikoros. He begins by saying it's someone who is Oduk Lavod Sechovim. It's someone who is very big on Avodah Zarah, he clings to Avodah Zarah. And then he brings a possibility that others discuss, what about the fellow who just rejects Torah Shebal Peh? Is that also not Bikuros or not? And that's his shayla in the second half of the Be'er Locha. Sivka and Yud Gimel, Yisarfu. So the stam of the Mechaber is to burn the tefillin of an Apikoros. Im Asker saying with the Shem Hashem, Ukad the Kamam b'Simen Shem Lamadal Sivchafaf. We learn this later on in Simen Shem Lamadal. Ayin Shem, look over there. The stam of Kishakos of the Shem Avodas Gilum Hukosav. Because when he writes, we assume he's writing for Avodah Zarah. As we began, the Be'er Halochas Pshat and Apikoros is someone who's Oduk b'Avodah Zarah. He's a very strong, passionate follower of Avodah Zarah. So we assume everything he writes is for Avodah Zarah, and therefore we burn it. Sivka Yudald. The Yesh Am Yiganzu. Some say you put it into Shemus. The Ein Derech Apikoros Nir Tefillin. Because Apikoros doesn't generally wear Tefillin. Uvavadi Kesev Olimkar Yisrael. So why is he writing it? He's writing it to sell to a Yid. So maybe he's not writing it for the Zohar, he's writing it for the following the specs, the specifications of the Yid who's going to wear them. So ultimately he's a businessman. So when it comes to business, I'm writing tefillin. I want someone to buy it. He'll write it to the specs that it should be with Kedusha. V'das ha-mechaber lifso k'der bishon l'chein kosvo stam. Now the mechaber is clearly paskling that you burn it. That's why he writes a stam. V'chein das ha-taz ha-pisha v'agabi. That is also the view of the taz, pisha, and the Vilna Gaon. Se'if hey. Nimtzu b'yad ha-bikoros v'enyadu ha-mikasavam y'gonzu. If you find tefillin in the hands of an ha-bikoros and it's not clear who wrote the tefillin, then we say to put it in Shemus. Mr. Bursakand as well, Yiganzu, we put in Shemus Misafik because we're in doubt. Shemuhu Kasavon, maybe the Apikoros wrote it himself and then you burn it. Maybe he didn't and then you don't. Avain list of Misafik, we can't burn it if we have a Safik. The Halak Siv, Losasun, Kenesh, and Lakechem. This is the Raisa to destroy the Shem Hashem. And that's the from the Pasuk Losasun Kain. And therefore, we're not going to burn it unless we know for a fact that the Apikoros wrote it. Se'iv Vav. Nimsu Biyad Eina Yehudi. We find tefillin in the hands of a non-Jew, v'ein yedua mikasam, we don't know who wrote the parashas, kasherim, we say they are kasher. Mishnah Berurah Sivkar and Design kasherim. The stam of the gilulim, ein bekiyim lichtov. The average non-Jew does not know how to write parashas, b'vad yisal kasavu, certainly a yid wrote it, and this guy is serving like a broker. Ubefrat b'mekom oseinu, and especially in our places, sheyedua she'ein einam Yehudim midom lichtav. We know for a fact that the non-Jews can't write the parshas. Afilu b'sefer Torah shnimsa b'yodon, even if they have a sefer Torah in their hands, masik hashach, the shach concludes in Yerodeus and Reish Pei Aleph, the lekuli alma kasher, everyone would agree that it is fine. The talina the einam Yehudim bozu asof. If you find the sefer Torah in the hands of a guy, we assume he captured it, he got it illegally, and now, if we can get it back from him, we do, and we assume that it is kasher. Se'if Zayin. Ein loichen tefillin mezuzas svarim min hakusim. You don't purchase tefillin, mezuzas, or sefer Torah from a kusi, yoyser mechtei demehem harbe, for much more than they are worth. Kadesh lo lahargil leganvan ulagals. We do not want to make it something that's worth their while to steal and rob, so we don't want this to become a habit on their part. So even though we try to purchase it from them, but not at a high price. Mishnah Berurah Sivkar and Yudzayin, Yosef v'chulu. Al b'ma'at Yosef mishavin, if it's slightly more than it's worth, the hainu ad kadei chatzi dinner b'tfilin, which is a half dinner for tfilin, l'fi erech zeh b'sefer Torah, you could calculate from that the sefer Torah. So again, I'm not clear personally what that means, but whatever the going rate is, a little bit more. Chayav liknos mehen, then you should acquire it from them. Even though there are some who hold that a guy who has a Sefer Torah, we should put the Sefer Torah in Shemus. We still have to spend some money, even more than it's worth, a little more than it's worth, to get it from him, and in order to put it into Shemus. Because we don't want the non-Jew to mevaze the Sefer Torah. Now it's poshet that if the Sefer Torah were posel on their own, they were old, whatever it is, and they're posel. If you can acquire it from a non-Jew, you should, in order to put it into Geniz, into Shemus. Avol b'kisav an apikaris, but if it was written by an apikaris, the tu'un and sreifa, and such a Sefer Torah is meant to be burnt, you don't have to buy it from them because you don't care if they're mezalzel with it because there's no kedusha as far as we're concerned. Sivka and yudches harbe, not a lot more than they're worth. Now the yid should not withdraw from negotiations right away. Afsha omer harbe, even if he demands a large price. He should be busy with him and handle with him, bargain with him. Maybe he gets it down. When the guy stands his ground and refuses to sell less than a huge ransom, you leave it with him. The Gemara also makes it clear, you can't demand from the guy a very, very low price, lower than it should be, because the guy may get angry, and then he'll mevaz it, it's not worth anything. And then he might mevaz it too. So you have to show that it has value, but you just don't want to make it so valuable for him that he's going to make a habit of stealing them. Se'if ches, eini kachin ela min ha-mumcha. When we purchase tefillin, we only purchase from an expert. Shebakim b'chaseiros v'yaseiros, he should be expert and know which words have the missing letter, extra letter, and so on. Mishtabur Sukkot, New Testament, a mumcha, from an expert of a lobe mishayna mumcha. You don't buy from someone who's not proficient. Aval pishlo keach rotzel botkan, even if the purchaser has a mind to do his own exam. Because we are concerned the purchaser may not be so diligent in his examination. It's a difficulty for him to take out the stitching of the tefillin, open it up, stitch it up again. Someone who's an accepted sofer, he's the established sofer for the tzibur, we count him as an expert. When it comes to mezuzahs, word in parashas tefillin, and the same is with parashas, not the whole tefillin, but just the parashas alone. Nikachas afil shalom in a mumcha, that you can purchase from anyone. Ubetanaishi, if the kena achach provided, you have them checked, or you check them yourselves. Because that is not such a tircha as opposed to the sealed tefillin that you have to open up to check the parashas. Se'if tes. Lokach emisha, enu mumcha, a fellow buys tefillin from someone who's not an expert. Serach lebodchan, he must check them. If you purchase 100 katzitzos, a katzitzos as a pair of tefillin, but they're all tied together. So he has all like maybe 50 pairs of tefillin. There's 100 katzitzos all tied together, bundled together. So then, boydik mehem shloish katzitzos, he just checks three. Shtam shalosh v'ach shalyad, two from shalosh, one shalyad. Oh, or shtam shalyad v'ach shalosh, two shalyad and one shalosh. In matzan kasherim, if they are all kosher. Chuksak zeho ish, we have established that whoever put these together and wrote them is fine. Vaikulam kasherim, they're all kosher. The fact that they're all bundled together, we assume it's one sofer who made them all. Vein hashar tzvicha bedika, and the rest does not need examination. Vim lakachan tzivasim tzivasim, if he gets them bundles and bundles. So now each bundle is probably from a different sefer. So you assume there are different people who made each bundle. The figure so for each bundle of tefillin, he has to check two shal rosh and one shal yad, or two shal yad and one shal rosh. A fellow is selling tefillin. He says, this tefillin, these were made by an adam gadol. Ne'aman, we trust the moicher. You do not have to make any further examination. Mishtaburasiv katan chof, lokach b'di'evet. He bought them from a non-mumcha, b'di'evet. Osha ain't shom mumcha b'ir, or there is no mumcha to go to. So then the din is, you must have them check sivkan chafaf lebotkan. B'chaseris v'yaseris, you have to make sure the words are written correctly. Missing letters where they're supposed to, X letters where they're supposed to. V'adim b'tmunas o'isias, and also the shapes of the letters, imhem kalocha, were they made properly? V'chanal b'simul avav sif alf, like we learned in simul avav. Now we're not going to worry ourselves that maybe the leather wasn't tanned lishma. That is such a standard thing. Everyone knows how to do. Everyone does it lishma. We're not worried about that at all. There's some things people used to do all the time, like salt their own chickens, and we didn't worry about it. Today, we don't do that anymore. So tanning the leather lishma, that was a commonplace thing. There's no questions about that. Sivkan chaf beis ve'ein hashar. If you checked three from the bundle, then you don't have to check the rest. Fahusha oimer shekasom atzmo. This is where the seller says he wrote them himself. Osha oimer shelokacham adam echad. He says I bought them from one person. Fetalina sheosoha adam kasom hakol baatzmo. We assume that person wrote them all himself. Kivin shehem b'tzeres echad, because they're all in one bundle. Ukamash shekasar prisha. That's how the prisha explains this halacha. If the moicher says I'm giving edus the pedigree of this tefillin, they were prepared by an adam gadol, or they were owned by an adam gadol before. That's it. We don't have to do any further examinations. Or let's say just I bought them from a mumcha. It's the same concept. I bought these from a mumcha. And the mumcha is trusted. So we believe him. He's trusted. Why is he trusted? The rule is we trust even a single witness when it's a matter of issur v'heter. The Magen Avraham writes, we need to know that this person is in fact an established person who's muchzik bekashrus, and the notes point out what does that mean. That's a person who wears tallis and tefillin, he davens three times a day, he washes his yadayim before he eats, and so on. That's muchzik bekashrus. And your day simin kuf yitesef beis b'hagol. Well, according to what's clarified there, muchach, it's clear. Dimirinu shalavashn ba'aso, that if this person who's selling the tefillin wore them himself, nema b'chol gavni, then he's absolutely neman. The lavar ba'as mavade in a chashud, we're not suspecting that he would wear tefillin that weren't kosher if he knew otherwise. Vayin sham b'shach sifkon alef, look in the shach sifkon alef. So in such a case, we believe him. Sifkon chafei, ve'enam tzrichin bedika, we don't need any bedika. Shechazak al chav v'sheinu motzi mitachas yodo, dar v'sheinu musukin. Since it came from an odom gadol, there's a chazaka that he doesn't let go of something that isn't in perfect working order. Se'if yud. Tefillin shehuchzeku bekashrus, enam tzrichin bedika. And once we've established that the tefillin are kosher, there's no requirement to ever have them checked. But if he only wears them on occasion, then they should be checked twice every 7 years. If he doesn't have someone who could check it, open them up, and put them back together again and sew them back, he should wear them the way they are without being examined. They never have to be checked. Film that are kosher never have to be checked. As long as the cover is whole, we assume they have the cheskas kashrus they had originally. We're not concerned that somehow a letter inside got erased or perforated. But still, it's proper to have them checked. Because sometimes through the sweat, it gets through the tefillin and it ruins the parashas. The notes on the side point out that that was a long time ago. Shlomo Zalman held that that's not our tefillin. That was older tefillin that we don't have today. Today's tefillin are made so well, the sweat of the head does not damage the tefillin or the arm for that matter. And for karet, you shouldn't open them up. The damage comes when you open the parashas up. When you open up the tefillin, then you have a problem with damaging it. If it's kosher, it's put together, just leave it alone and you don't have to ever open them up. But if you see the cover of the batim got torn, or you see that there's nebuch, they got soaked in water, flooded or something, then tzrichim bedika tekev, they have to be checked right away. It's possible the ksav was erased or damaged, and I think the same is true with extreme heat, that if you were negligent with the care of your tefillin and something happened, now there's a reis and now you have to get it checked. If someone requires to check his tefillin and he doesn't have someone to do it and sew them back up, he should wear them, but no bracha. You can't say you have a chazaka in such a case, because a chazaka is a reis, so it's ruined. Because for chayodim do adin imunochem makom lach, chayodim says anytime you leave it filling in a wet place, for call if you in and it all goes on the circumstance, if you have reason to suspect that your tefillin have been damaged, then you have to have them checked. Sivkan chav zayin leprokim. If a person only wears his tefillin on occasion, then you have to check them. The chashin and shemanis apshu. We're afraid that perhaps they got moldy or through age and disuse, they get ruined. Lekach yivdekem shnei pa'om eshmita. So they should be checked twice every 7 years. Sivkan chav ches yenichem kach. If there's no one to check them, wear them as they are. Then your bracha, as far as the bracha is concerned, mashm v'chay od mitzorach l'bracha. The chayodim seems to say that you do make a bracha, but the reason would be, because we don't actually see something that alarms us or alerts us that there's damage. Mashen ki b'nishu v'mayim, as opposed to the case when it got flooded, or you see damage on the leather, like we said before, there you see the reyes, so there you can't make a bracha. Ulamayis etzorach in. Lamaisa practice being is a shayla. Tzarech in, should you make a bracha? Hamoitzit tefillin mishlochem beginiz of the ritzuas of pesuchim. If you find in a shameless pile tefillin and there's no ritzuas and they're opened up, yeshlocha sheishlem psul nista. We have to be concerned there may be an internal psul. Almasam derchinuach bekisam. If you find them wrapped up nicely with the ritzuas in the bag, lekalamechas, you do not have to be concerned, because again, there's no race. I guess his point he's making is the fact that he finds film in a Seamus isn't of itself a reisa, like film that got flooded or the leather was damaged and so on.